In a few minutes, allegations that some HIV drugs distributed by pharmacies were not as advertised. I'm David Brancaccio. First, while stock indexes opened higher this morning, these early days of 2022 have been a volatile stretch for stock markets and bond markets. Today, the 10-year interest rate is down slightly, 1.85%. The cost of borrowing is significantly higher than people were enjoying going into New Year's Eve. To get very practical, what's being charged for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage this week has gone from just over 3% to nearly 4%. About 2 weeks it took to get that increase. Susan Schmidt is an analyst at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, I mean, it's a decent bet that the central bank's going to raise interest rates some the month after next, March. But now some of these folks in the bond market are betting for a bigger jump.
That's right. We're seeing volatility in the bond market and in the stock market because there is a lot of speculation over how much interest rates will change at the Fed's meeting in March. Initially, investors were going in thinking maybe there'll be 3 interest rate hikes in 2022. Now, sentiment has moved to maybe there'll be 4, likely there'll be 4. And instead of starting in June, they're going to start in March. Then, to compound confusion in the market, instead of just raising interest rates 0.25%, now there's speculation that maybe it will be a full 0.5%.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, the head of U.S. equities there. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Brancaccio. First, new details are emerging from the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, about that civil investigation into Donald Trump's company. This has to do with filings for loans, insurance coverage, and tax benefits. James is pushing for the former president himself and 2 of his children to appear for sworn testimony. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
In a new court filing, New York Attorney General Letitia James says investigators have uncovered evidence of, quote, fraudulent or misleading financial statements. For example, the Trump Organization allegedly overstated the value of a New York golf club, counting membership fees that weren't collected, and added a 15 to 30% premium on the value of some properties for carrying the Trump name. James wants a New York state court to force Trump and his children, Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr., to comply with subpoenas to testify. She says all 3 have been closely involved with the transactions in question. Trump's lawyers have said their clients should not be compelled to testify because there's also an ongoing criminal probe by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. And they've called the state attorney general's investigation politically motivated. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Now evidence of counterfeit and substandard medicines that got into U.S. pharmacies over the past few years. The Wall Street Journal broke the story that drug maker Gilead is suing several drug suppliers for allegedly selling 80,000 bottles of unauthorized and possibly unsafe medicine to treat HIV, specifically drugs called Biktarvy and Descovy, worth about $250 million. While most of the cases involved real medicine with sketchy pedigrees, there are reports some patients harmed, including a person who got antipsychotic pills instead of what was prescribed. Gilead filed the lawsuit back in July, but it was only unsealed recently to give time for the investigation to proceed. Here with more is the Wall Street Journal reporter, Corinne Ramey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If these allegations are right, this is not like the local riffraff breaking into a pharmacy. I mean, Gilead is suing companies for alleged involvement in this.
Yeah, Gilead has alleged a very wide-ranging counterfeiting ring that involves people, pharmacies, secondary wholesalers, which are distributors that, in this case, didn't buy their drugs from Gilead's authorized distributors. And according to Gilead, these parties all work together to get these counterfeit HIV drugs into the supply chain.
Now, I've covered the scourge of counterfeit medicines in low-income countries overseas, but would you expect that here in the U.S. and at this alleged scale?
No, I think this is highly unusual. The pharmaceutical supply chain here is generally considered very, very safe. And just to be clear, in this case, while Gilead had some examples of foreign tablets in pill bottles, in many cases, as far as Gilead knows, it was counterfeit documentation. This would be there's something that drugs have called a pedigree that traces every step in the supply chain, that the pedigrees for the drugs were false. In other cases, the patient instructions or maybe the seal on the cap or the bottle were counterfeit.
So that might suggest there wasn't a huge threat to patients, or was there?
I think Gilead would say that any bottle that has a fake component is a threat to patients, that you can't be sure that your medicine is safe unless it's really what it's supposed to be and doesn't have fake documentation, even if it's not fake drugs. But no, as far as we're aware, there wasn't any kind of large-scale patient harm.
What do you think? You think these revelations will prompt some new thinking about how we watch over or regulate the supply chain of medicines in America?
I think it's possible. I think that these secondary wholesalers are a not illegal, but a sort of unique part of the supply chain that could draw more interest because of this. What Gilead said was sort of the source of the counterfeits, which was drugs purchased from homeless or drug-addicted HIV patients and that were then resold using fake documents. This could also draw some more attention.
I see. So what's the next step in this?
So the suit is now public, and I would expect that it will now continue to be litigated publicly, that the seizures are likely over, but the defendants will have a chance to defend themselves publicly in court. And typically these kind of suits get settled. And in this case, the drug maker has asked the judge to ban these particular defendants from ever selling Gilead products again and for monetary damages.
Wall Street Journal reporter Corinne Ramey broke this story. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And the founder and CEO of the online lender Better.com is back on the job after time off for reflection. Vishal Garg gained attention, if not notoriety, when he fired 900 employees all at once on a single Zoom call without much preamble. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.